Right. Oh man, here we are at the same stop again.
I'll probably stop making
at
jokes.
Bipolar Express.
This time the engine isn't as responsive and not as easy to drive.
Well, you know what they say. It's not easy to drive. Then don't give it a high five.
That is absolutely horrible. And also, it's a manual now. The car is a manual.
It's a what?
Train. Train is in manual.
The train is in manual.
Yeah, the train's in manual.
Well, if we want to talk about something about manual...
stick.
I remember when I learned how to drive stick. I got pretty anxious. What about you, Jeremy?
Oh.
Do you have any stories about learning manual?
Choo-choo-choo!
Nailed it.
Yeah, actually, I have quite the story to tell.
Oh, do you do?
Yeah, indubitably. So pretty much, my dad had a really old car, Mercury
what
Meteor.
Kind of car?
A Mercury Meteor, Meteor Mercury, I don't fucking know cars.
Mercury is the maker.
Oh, well, fuck you!
Oh.
But yeah, so the manual shift is on the left-hand side of the steering wheel.
So it's not a stick shift.
No, it's a stick shift, but it's a stick shift to the side.
Oh, to the side.
Yeah.
So when you ride, it's like, yeah, I drive stick shift to the side.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, I got into the car, and no one told me anything about putting the brake on or anything like that. So I turned the car on, and the car advances towards the garage door. I'm sitting in there like a jackass, like shit. And what do I know? It hits the garage door, goes in a bit.
Like slowly?
Yeah, I go like shit. And my dad's in there getting screwed.
Why didn't you put on the brake?
I tried. It didn't fucking work. So I was there like fuck. And then it stopped. I go, okay, it's over. And then it starts backing up. I go, no. Yeah, so I jump out of the car, and I go behind it and, like, muster all the strength that I can and try to push it away from
like the...
Like
Spider-Man scene in...
Yeah, like Spider-Man.
Yeah, with the train?
or, like, an issue, I think it's 130 or 131, where he lifts up the stuff. But, yeah, he goes... It's going back towards the car, and I'm like... Ah! And eventually, I stop it just as it touches the car, and my parents come rushing out. What happened? They go... I don't know, it just started on its own. It wasn't me. Thank God you're here.
Just like the air hogs.
Yeah, just like the air hogs.
Thank God you're here. People guess the throttle, I don't know what to do. Thank God you're here.
He jumped from my pocket into the hole, turned, and then went forward and backwards. Thank God you're here.
An accident one day. I don't know. The light turned red and the car wouldn't stop, and I T-boned. And the car T-boned a guy.
I'll kill someone. Like, I'll break into their house, cut their neck. The cops come. Thank God you're here. It just happened. The knife came up and hit them. How'd you get here? Thank God you're here. I just appeared here.
A ghost.
I'll let you know he's insane. That's when the people put a watch on Jared. Well, he just claimed he was going to kill someone one day. So.
Thank God you're here. Has anyone here ever been in like a car crash or accident before?
Yes, yeah. Multiple.
Okay, well, do tell, Rainer.
Okay, well, first of all, my license, I'm having a little bet with the government here.
As in, you catch me, I give you the money, you don't catch me, you don't know I don't have a license.
I have my license, I'm a legal driver, but I got in a couple accidents in year 3, and then I had to go fight for my license.
Okay, first of all, accident applies, no one was at fault. Was it an accident, Rainer?
Okay. Two of them, no. One of them was someone else.
Yeah.
I've seen it, but I don't remember the line. Anyways, so the incidents, we'll call them. I go into the Gin 3 incidents, and I have to fight for my license. The lady's super nice, and she's like, do you feel like gambling, Rainer? I'm like, what? And she's like, well, I can let you leave here with your license. And I was like, oh, yes. But if you get into an accident, yeah, I beat the government. But if you get into an accident within 2 years, we take your license away for 5, right? And that was the deal we made. And then she said, I can just take your license right now and you'll lose it for 1. So it's either like get no accidents for 2 years or no traffic infractions at all and I get to keep it. But if I get an infraction, I lose it for 5. Or if I get an infraction, right, or if I could have just left there and she would have just took my license,
yeah.
And I need my license. So anyways, that happened. Now, my incidents, One of them was, so I was driving, we're at a red light, and the right lane ends. I'm in the left lane, the right lane ends, and I'm behind this lady, and this guy is behind me. He pulls out to try and beat both of us. Now, it's icy. We both, the light goes green. The lady ahead of me goes fast. So I'm like, okay, Andrew, if you're not going to let him in, I'm going to speed up too.
Yeah.
But then, like, she stops, like, midway up there, even though she was way past the point where he can make it.
Yeah.
She stops and lets him in, because she stopped so early, I couldn't stop in time. I managed to move the wheel, so I just clipped her bumper, causing a bit of damage. That was one of them. The second one was completely my fault, but it, well, a guy jaywalked and was either hit him or hit a station car, so I thought, you know, hit the station car, don't kill someone, so did the right thing, and that happened. Third one isn't my fault. Some guy blew through this place. There's no stop sign at this back lane I have to get to go to my girlfriend's place.
Yeah.
There's no stop sign, but I ever since I met her, I've said there should be a stop sign there. One day someone's going to run through there and hit someone. Sure enough, someone runs through there without stopping, checking if anyone's coming down the street. So the guy in the back lane just runs through and T-bones me and, like, totals my car. And, like, hit my passenger, or not my passenger, my driver's side door. I hit my head against the window and everything. I kind of get up, I don't like my head's hazy, it hurts, right? I climb out the passenger side because, like, the door won't even open. And I look at my car, I'm like, oh, it's fucked. And I say, let's pull over to a parking lot that's, like, right nearby. Backing the car up, it's making the most heinous of sounds. The wheel looks, like, completely sideways. It's horrid, right? It's hard to drive. And then the fucker, I get out of my car, and I'm, like talking to him, and I'm holding my head because it hurts. And he's, like, he looks at my car, and no joke, at least it's still drivable, right? I'm, like, no, you fucker, you told my car. But, like, I didn't want to be, like, angry at him and, like,
make him feel bad. Yeah, because you said against you.
It just felt bad, so I just, like, you know what? Shit happens. I just didn't need your information. He's like, yeah, no problem. It's still drivable, though. I'm like, it's not. And I just, like, I just straight up was like, it's not drivable. You totaled my car. And it was, like, some old guy. I felt bad, but also at the same time, he totaled my absolutely most... Oh, it was such a good car. I got it for $2,000. It was, like, from 94, but it had, like, less than 100,000 kilometers on it.
Wow.
Yeah, like, it was some old lady that never drove it.
That's how it always is. Whenever it's a car that wasn't used much, it's always an old lady that used it to get to church every week.
She drove to church and then to the grocery store and then home.
Maybe to bingo on Wednesday.
No, bingo was done at her old folks' home.
Has anyone been hit by a car before?
Yes.
But on the subject of real shitty accidents,
yeah.
I've got one that's quite the story.
So,
you have to know this part too. My friend Steven and myself are being picked up by my friend Benji and his cousin Colin. And we're on our way to a party. And Benji wasn't drinking at all that night. I just want to get that through. So what happens is, we're going down like this a clover leaf, whatever you call this shit.
Yeah, oh, like on the
And we're like all leaning to the right, like a roller coaster. We're like, man, slow down. He's like, no, I got this, man. I'm a good driver. Slow down. You know, famous last words.
Yeah.
And then he fucking dies. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God. Right on the middle of the road.
Like, he had a heart attack. It was a crash.
we're going, and we make it. We go to the party, blah, blah. We have a good time drinking. And then Colin and myself go, I really want something to drink. Like, I want more beer. I run out. And Benji goes, you know what? I'll drive you. And I go, yeah? And Colin's like, yeah? He's like, yeah, we'll drive you. So we all get in the car. Benji had nothing to drink that night. We get in the car and we're sitting there, and I'm in the front, Colin's in the back. I didn't put my seatbelt on. Go to the beer store, buy the beer, get back in the car on the way. And I'm already shaky because Benji's like, oh, look how fast I can go. And then we're going down a curving road of parked cars on both sides, 50 kilometers.
Yeah.
And Benji goes, how fast do you think I can go? I go, don't do it, man. And no seatbelt on still. I go, don't do it, man. Don't do it, man. And him, they're egging out. I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I'm holding up against everything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a car is coming.
Oh my god.
Same lane.
Oh my god.
And we're going 80.
Oh my
god. And all I go is, fuck! And we try to slow down, but we can't. We're gonna hit that car. So we turn to the left, hit into a guy's yard.
No way.
At this point, I'm looking forward like we're gonna hit that fucking house. And we just miss a tree. It broke off the side view mirror on my side, where I would have been fucking dead.
Yeah.
And we go right into the side of like SUV, like a big SUV that can escape. It hits it from the right side of the driveway, across the left into the yard. This car looked like when you crush paper. It looked fucking dumb.
No way, so, really?
Wait, is it an accident when no one's at fault?
Yeah, sorry, it's not an accident. This is a purpose.
Yeah.
We were purpose. Determined. But, like no one at fault, they mean like no one did it on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
But yeah, so like we hit it. We're there like, fuck. And we're all like, fuck, 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 fuck. And everyone's starting to come out because they all hear it. Neighbors and my cut friends and all that, and we're like, fuck. And we get out. I had no seatbelt. Airbags were not deployed. We nailed that car. I had no seatbelt. I survived doing this.
Yeah, just holding your arms up.
Somehow, just not breaking anything. We got out there. Everyone's like, how are you guys? Like, the cars are wrecked. And we're like, we're good.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know how I survived that. I missed the tree by that much.
That's insane.
And I was able to not fly out the window by doing this. And I've never, ever, like, ever since then, when I'm, like, a passenger in the car, I usually look away or I'll, like, hold in front when something's happening.
Yeah.
Like, just reflexes. I don't. It was
one fateful night.
Oh, my God. It was insane.
That's scary.
Yeah. I was like, holy. Oh, my God.
What about you, Matthew?
No. A person bumped into us once, that was it.
My girlfriend once was driving, you know those like metal bars they put up on like the highway near signs and everything? Like they put them up near signs.
You mean like the thing that holds the sign?
No, not the thing. The thing on the ground that are almost like guardrails, like so you don't hit that thing down.
Yeah.
One time someone just decided to enter their lane even though they're there and push them up against it. They can't stop or anything. They're like now forced to go at this guy's speed. And the guy grinds for like quite a while and then stops the car and like they couldn't even get out of the car because he stops and doesn't move his car, so they're stuck there in the car and they're just kind of like, what the fuck's going on? like right here.
Yeah.
Ah! Like that.
It's icy.
I just tell you how afraid I am of being in the passenger.
Oh really?
Actually hit a guy. I once witnessed an accident. Yeah, my little brother was born. Oh,
fuck your little brother.
I'm kidding, he's awesome. I love him. He's sweet.
I was once hit by a car on my bike. I was getting off. I used to work at Toys R Us.
Yeah, I remember those.
I was riding my bike home from Toys R Us. My shift ended at 9:30 in the summertime, so it's still light outside. And I wanted to buy this Wii game, and I was all pissed off because my manager, she's like, "Well, she was kind of a bitch," and she's like, "No, I can't bring that through for you now. It's too late." I'm like, "Oh, I want to buy this Wii game. No, I can't. And now I have 2 days off, and now I'm not gonna come and buy it for like another 3 days."
What game was it?
Fucking. A cranium board game gave for the Wii. It was like $5, but it seemed like fun. And I'm biking home. No. So I'm biking home, all pissed off because I'm like, I want to buy that game. And I'm about to cross Regent Avenue, which is like right over here by the Costco.
Yeah.
And I do a quick shoulder check and I'm like, I don't see anything. I'm so mad. I'm listening to my headphones. And so I just turn right onto the street and I hear honk, screech, and I'm like, uh-oh. I get hit by the car, I roll up the hood, and then I fall off the side, and I just remember just being like, oh, shit, and just hearing, like, wind whipping through my ears, like, and I remember getting hit by the car, and then feeling nothing, because I was in midair from falling off the top of the car, and then hitting the ground, and then right away, I spring up onto my feet, and then the guy gets out of his car, and he's like, man, are you all right? And then I went running up to him with my arms open. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. And I went to go, like, hug him because I'm, like, in shock. So, like, I get up and my arms wide open. I'm like, I am so sorry. I'm apologizing because he hit me with his car.
And I like your first reaction. I have to give him a hug.
Yeah, because I'm just in shock. I'm like, I'm sorry, like, hug me because I'm okay and I'm alive.
Yeah.
And he's like
my mom would.
And he's like, what are you doing? Like, go sit down, man. I'm like, okay. And I sit down, and he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I'm walking around, like, there's nothing wrong with me. And I sit down, and then somebody calls an ambulance. Two ambulances show up, because there's one, like, a block away. And they're like, okay, can you move this? And people are crowded around. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's like, can you move this? Yeah. I had a bit of a scrape on my shin, and that was it. And they're like, okay, do you want to go to the hospital? And I'm like, this is after like 20 minutes of them like looking at me, making sure I'm okay. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Like, are you sure? You don't want to go to the hospital? I'm like, no, I'm fine. I could just call someone to pick me up. I don't want to pay $400 for an ambulance ride. And they're like, okay, so a week ago, a guy got hit by a car and we didn't take him to the hospital. Got home, 2 hours later, a bone shot up into his brain and he died. And I was like, okay. And he's like, so we're gonna take you. I'm like, okay. I guess so. So then they put me in a stretcher, I'm in an ambulance, and I can feel my phone vibrating in my pocket because, you know, people are wondering where I am. Not home yet, because it's like 10:30 now and I'm not home. And then I'm in a stretcher that my mom and my girlfriend at the time come and see me. And yeah, I was fine. Like, they kept me on a stretcher in the emergency room for like 3 hours. And I was strapped down too. So like, then the pain started setting in. And I'm like, oh, this hurts so much. Get me out of this stretcher. And I was like, just feeling like crap. They put me in a hospital bed, looked at me. Yeah, you're fine. You can go now. Oh, okay.
I'm really feeling it now.
Yeah, I get up and instantly I want to throw up because all the pain setting in, it just felt horrible. And then the next day I was fine. I felt like I got hit by a car.
I got a story, I got hit by a car with a bike story and like tumbling pretty bad.
Also, it was totally my fault. I didn't check. Like, it was completely my fault. The guys like, call me to make sure you're okay. I never called them back. I was like, I don't want to go
through this. I died.
Yeah.
So I one time I was biking, I used to like not tie my shoes, and this is literally why I started tying my shoes, this story. So I was biking without tying my shoes, I was going real fast. I was like, yeah, because I was a fast biker. And then I'm going home, I'm like four houses from my home, when my laces get caught into my front wheel, like somehow they get in my front wheel and they jam forward, like, and then that instantly stops the wheel, like if you put a stick in it. I go head over the front of cars. I smack my face on the ground, okay? Smack my face, tumble over. I feel the bike back wheel come over and smash me on the head. And, like, I must have rolled, like, twice, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it's all adrenaline. I literally stand up, look around, no blood, nothing. My shoes are, like, completely to the wheel now. I can't really move my feet because my shoes are stuck.
Yeah.
Look around, like, no one else saw me. Thought maybe my head, like, felt my head, no blood. Take off my shoes, pull my bike up onto the curb, and then walk home. Completely fine. My parents like, we should go to the hospital after, like, you explain. I'm like, I'm fine. Like, no mark anything on my face that this happened. I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah, all I have to show for my getting hit by a car is a tiny little scar on my shin, and that's it.
And no bike.
Yeah, oh, no bike. It was my dad's bike. Oh. It was $100 bike. It sucks. I still owe him a bike.
Before we take off, I've got one quick one to say. It's actually kind of about a kid hitting me. So I'm in traffic on Pemina. It's a really short story. And the car's moving like very slowly, up. And I'm in the middle lane, and I guess there was no car going, and I go forward, and the kid comes running, bam, side window like a fucking deer. And he turns around and runs off. So I park, and they go, man, you okay? Yeah. And I look at him, I was like, don't ever do that again. There's a crosswalk right there. And he's like, sorry, man. I get in my car, I'm like, fucking idiot!
I know, that's what's fake! Hey, you taught him a lesson, too.
Yeah. I guess I got hit while in a car by a guy.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I guess we pulled into the station now.
Okay, well, we're in the station, we're at my stop. So that was episode 2 of the Bipolar Express podcast. Woo. I am Matthew.
Raina.
And Jeremy.
And we are your conductors for this ride and the next ones coming up in the future.
Yay!
Choo-choo!